It's true. I'm not fucking lying. That's sorry. Fine.
Especially when I'm like,
woo-hoo. You were sober.
Probably.
What's your last name?
No. Actually, that's something we have to talk about.
No last name. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want last names. Yeah. Yeah. I also don't really want my location that I live disclosed.
I'm going by Stephanie.
I know. I'm just letting you know. All right. You can call me Sarah.
First name only. I will say Matt Lewis, though.
Yeah, you guys can do that, but like, fine. I can just be disclosed as. Honestly, you can call me Matt's girlfriend for all I care.
All right, say Alexis.
Okay. I'm Matt's girlfriend's friend.
Alexa. I call Alexa Lexi, so.
Yeah. What do you call me, Lexi?
I'll call you Alexa because I call Alexa Lexi.
But my name's not Alexa. It's Alexis or Lexi or Lex. Like, so, it's not Alexa.
Hold on. Let me just.
Sounds like a great code.
So, it's not my last name.
We've been recording for a minute now.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to let you do your intro. But when I'm at Joe's, and Alexa, the device, pisses him off. I don't understand why you're giving me sass. Pisses him off. He goes, Lexi or Alexis, change this. Like, it's the most.
I think you're talking.
Yeah, and I'll be in the bathroom peeing, and I'll hear him go, Alexis, and I panic.
It's me. It's like when I accidentally call everybody, like, Amy, Andrew, Sabrina, Abby, Matt, like, before I say their real name.
It's not like that. It's funny.
I don't think it's like that either. Like,
no, right, like, okay, whatever.
Welcome to A Cup with Joe. Tonight we have with us, as always, the one and only, the famous Matt Lewis. We have special guests with us tonight. We have Alexis and Sabrina. Welcome to A Cup with Joe. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We appreciate your input and coming on the show tonight.
So a couple episodes ago, we had plugged that podcast coming up called A Fat Chat. These are going to be your hosts of A Fat Chat, so when they get that off the ground,
I'm sure
you'll hear about it.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah.
So can we have a fat chat with you guys for this podcast?
No. You can have a cup with Joe.
We have arrived. We're going to have a cup with Joe, but like...
You may not have a fat chat here.
No, I mean, not the podcast. Well, maybe we're going to have a cup with Joe while having a fat chat.
No.
Yeah, we're combining.
If that's your attitude, then I would hang it up right
I
now.
I was just plugging.
It's been plugged.
Lexi, okay.
So tonight's topic... funny road trip story.
Yeah.
And by road trip, I don't mean Roadhead. Although that is funny for some people.
Fun time.
Can I tell you one of each
story? It depends.
I mean, you probably already know.
I'm cringing.
Yeah, it sounds heavy.
Matt already knows, so I don't have to.
What?
Well, let's... Go ahead with your road trip story.
So are we having... I'm going to go first?
Yeah.
Left of the dealer, though.
We're not playing Texas
Hold'em. Okay,
though.
So I have so many funny ones. Just but one. I'm going to tell that one when Matt got so hard... I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. So this is recent.
That's a
I've had a lot of funny road trips. Okay, but this is like very recent. So it was actually Joe, you know, the... host of the show.
this guy right here.
The producer of the show, Matt. I'm just kidding. I'm right, I don't know you guys call yourselves. But we were on our way to Binghamton to meet you, Sabrina.
Oh, these are the characters of the
Yeah, this is my story. So we were on our way to Binghamton to meet you and Abby for St. Patrick's Day, actually just a few months ago, which seems like forever ago.
Forever ago.
Right.
It's gonna be a weird night.
What happened?
So, it was a weird night. That's all I can say. That's my story. Just kidding. The funniest thing about it was, okay, so Joe's driving, okay? Yeah. He drove an hour and a half to get here. He's driving us now to Binghamton, which is about an hour, 56 minutes away.
Sure.
And I sit in the front, which is actually funny. Because I'm already, like, annoying in the back. So in the front, I'm even more annoying. I think we left here around 1, and we didn't get out of our town until like 2:37 because we had to make all these stops, and then we get to the Binghamton and we're driving around for probably 3-4 hours just doing whatever I want.
Lexi,
like
I'm
literally just like, Joe, now we're gonna go here, and he just did it. It was just the funniest fucking thing.
I do what I'm told.
And Matt is meanwhile in the back, like, funny, right?
Bitching.
But I'm in the front seat, and he's like, he's just being so dramatic and like having his feet stick out the window, like zipping his mouth, throwing away the key.
That was on the way
home.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm just saying the whole road trip in general was just so funny. Yeah. And then on the way home, I was distraught because of the incidents that happened.
Yeah.
This whole fucking trip was a disaster.
We get in the car and she's like, I'm gonna sit in the back. I said, homegirl, you wanted the front on the way here, you're getting the front on the way back.
Of course you did,
right? Yeah. I said, no, I'm getting back here.
It was just so, I was like, I want to go to Dunkin', and then we go to Dunkin', and then Joe doesn't get the coffee he wants.
You left out the two funniest parts of the trip there. The Dunkin' story, first of all.
The Dunkin'. What did you say? This has three creams.
We ordered... Go ahead, I tell it pretty well.
I want to let you finish your funny road trip.
Let's fill in the blanks, though.
Yeah.
So
let's make it funnier.
We tried to leave town. Like I said, it took forever to get out of town because we had so many stops to make. So
we only made one stop.
I don't know why it took us so long.
Yeah, I don't know why either. But, so, we had deliberated on going for a long time because we were hungover. Yeah. We didn't really know. So anyway, Joe's like, let's go. So we went. Go to Dunkin'. Joe orders a coffee, which, if I'm not mistaken, it's a black coffee with extra sugar.
Lots of sugar. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The most sugar.
How many sugars do you say? Like eight?
I think he says extra.
And then I'm like cracking up at the window because I can't keep it in.
Regardless. So he gets his coffee, takes a sip. We're already like pulled through the drive-thru just enough that Joe can still stick his arm back and go, excuse me, sir, this has cream. Just bitching. And that's what set the tone.
Oh my gosh, he was pissed.
I don't like cream in my coffee.
Nope. And then he said, you want me to exchange it? Yeah, that'd be great. The whole time, Joe's arm is like literally a car length behind.
He's probably, yeah.
Stretch Armstrong.
He should have gotten
out, but
his arm stretched that far.
I do not.
And then we were on the road.
But
that took us an hour and 37 minutes. It was just such a funny trip. Like, I will always...
But that's one blank.
But
so
that's one funny part.
There's a lot of funny parts. You want me to tell them about your funny parts tonight?
No, not everything. Not all the funny parts.
Oh, this is just the road trip part.
Yeah, yeah. So we pull into this... it was a liquor store, right?
Yeah, this is just not funny to me.
And I pulled into a handicapped spot in this liquor store.
Oh, yes. I start yelling.
And Lexi goes... Joe, this is handicapped. You can't park here. I said, that's why we brought you.
And she goes...
Like, I'm your plaque or something. Good one.
It was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
What did I say?
Whoa.
She goes...
Why aren't you laughing? It was fun.
I don't get it. I parked into
a handicapped parking spot.
It's insinuating
that Lex goes, Joe, this is handicapped spot. You can't park here. I said, it's okay. That's why we brought you.
Yes, I know. You guys, it was hilarious. We skipped one more part.
And everyone's going to get their turn to tell their story, but like you made that way too quick, so I want to fill in some more gaps.
I get nervous.
So we went to this antique store that had like all these different layers. We all do our own thing. And then I needed Juul pods.
Yes.
Because I'm a 16-year-old girl that smokes a Juul. And go into this like rinky-dink gas station, and I see a mint pod.
Which have been discontinued. Extinct.
It was one mint pod and one tobacco pod in a pack. And I was like, God. Which is normally a pack of two pods. I'm getting mad just telling it. Don't tell what happened after that. So, Sabrina, a pack of two pack of Juul pods is usually like $15-$20.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask for two packs of this. I'm only, you know, getting half, like, whatever.
Right.
I asked for two packs of the two mint things.
Which is normally what, like 24
yes.
87?
Homeboy goes, that'll be 97.80.
What? It would usually be like $20.
And I was like, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, bud. I'm already pissed. First of all, I've been overcharged.
Don't call me bud.
Don't call me bud because I'm not your bud.
Right.
Usually it's term endearment, but I could tell. I could
today.
Sense. Yes.
Yeah. It was not.
I got in that car. I said, you'll never fuck. And I was like.
Oh, we heard it. Yeah.
He was pissed off after me.
Nothing. I just said.
What'd you say?
I just said, keep them. I said, in the car, things I'm not proud of, which I'll tell you off.
A lot of things.
Yeah. I was just getting.
I was like kind of
mad.
Dramatic. But just in the store, I just said, keep them. Like,
it's the acting classes.
Right.
They're paying
These
off.
Two, though, when I was away, which we'll tell you offline, too.
We were laughing and having fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're making it sound weird. We didn't, like,
they
do
had
something.
Sex.
Really? Wow.
Roadhead.
Whoa. You know, I like it. This is so fun for you guys. That was my funny story. Okay. And thank you guys so much for adding it because I just can't
help myself.
I can't. Oh, we're not talking about that.
No, you're good.
But I think it's your turn.
No, we're going this way.
Hello, we're just switching it all up today.
Road trip.
Or roadhead. Why don't we say one or the other?
Do the same thing for Joe. Yeah. If I go on a road trip, I'm getting roadhead.
But how can you get roadhead for your mom?
Funniest road trip that I can think of, just 18 years old, going to a shit ton of, we just graduated high school, we were going down to Wildwood, New Jersey for a week. So at the time I had this, it was a
boyfriend.
It was a Pontiac Sunfire, and we had it was just a little car.
Yeah,
and we had 18 years old. We had this car loaded with cases of beer. Oh my goodness. It was just.
Was it legal then?
No, we were only 18. So
it was a stupid question.
I was saying that
there's. Me and my one high school friend in my car, and we took two or three other cars, but Pontiac Sunfire is just loaded with beer. I mean, just filled to the trunk, the back seat, everything. And we're driving through Philadelphia, and it is like a hurricane, just downpouring rain, and not knowing where we're going. Through interstate, through downtown Philly and everything.
This is probably your first time out of Elkland.
No, but...
Still a shock.
Still, I mean, you were 18. With like being 18, car full of beer.
How much would you say all the beer weighed together? Sorry for
interrupting. Oh my God.
Not weight. I have no idea.
Like,
he had to stop at gas stations to weigh in.
I don't know with the weight. I mean, it was... Still,
I was just trying to imagine how low the car was.
Yes, and it's just downpouring fucking tropical storm through downtown Philly.
It was probably Katrina. A depression at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad.
Could have been Katrina.
It would have been a depression.
And thank God I was not driving. My buddy Brian, he was driving.
Your car was
my car, yeah. And, I mean, we didn't get an accident or anything, but we very well could have. And being 18,
right?
That's shit in the car.
Underage.
And... dodging traffic. It was just, I mean, it was a great, ended up being a great week, but it could have went pretty bad.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, so it's your wildest road trip story.
Only like you were, really think of.
No,
so.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm not here to judge. Yeah. You need to go on more road trips.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I think that's really funny, especially if we can know the weight of the alcohol in the car.
Just give her a number.
Because it's really low, imagine. In the rain. You guys are probably hydroplaning everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's scary, I know.
It was. It was...
I think that's really funny. Did you guys laugh?
Not at the time, I mean, because it was...
You didn't
sketchy.
Laugh all
it, it was sketchy there for a little bit.
Just tell Lexi how much it weighs. She will not
stop. It was about 200 pounds.
And what did you guys do the whole time? You didn't laugh at all?
Prayed.
Brian just kept driving, and I just was like...
Sat there? Good that thing. Is funny.
Did you have, hate to do it, grippy tires?
I don't recall. I would assume they were pretty grippy. I like myself a good grip. Okay. You know?
Enough.
Yeah.
So they weren't bald.
No.
Or not grippy.
Hey.
I was talking about tires.
Once we did get to Wildwood, it was...
Was there a bush or no?
I could tell you a lot of stories about that in Wildwood, but...
Yeah, maybe we'll get back to that after the funny road trip story. We'll tell a funny vacation story.
We'll see. Vacation.
Sabrina, what's your funny road trip?
Let's see. Quite a few things come to mind. Let's see. So the first one would be, and these are kind of just like some quick ones, but every time my family would go on vacation, we would always talk about Arby's. And I fucking love Arby's. And I just feel like it's really underrated. And
I would have to sit in the middle.
I don't like see what's in the middle for sure. And then
what would you get?
The beef and cheddar, for sure. Would you get fries with it and a drink? Curly fries and the Arby's sauce. Fuck
what kind of drink would you get?
Hey.
You're probably drinking water.
Probably not.
Road trip.
Okay. No one cares about it. It's important to the story. No, wait. Yes, it is. Like, the whole time I'm imagining
my face finds value in all my details.
Well, no, I just, like, want to imagine this. So, yeah, sorry, that's I don't want to know you what you're putting in your mouth. I understand. Okay. Nobody wanted to know what sandwich she was eating from Arby's.
No, agreed.
I disagree.
It's okay. Well, I appreciate you for asking, but,
So, you get Arby's, and then you're on the road. Then what happens?
Not a whole lot, but,
Arby's is really good. The hair song would always
my road trip story was bad.
Okay, one memorable one I do have, and we talked about it earlier, but there was this one time that we were, we both just graduated college, and it was, like, during the summer, and we didn't really have a job or anything. It was after college. And then we were just, like, doing, like, the most. Like, we, like, had a lot of great plans. We had the lake one day. Oh, and then God.
We didn't have jobs.
Yeah, we got, like...
We did so much stuff.
We work in the corner.
How do we have money?
With Joey, we were work in the corner.
We had to... We literally did girl whatever we wanted for, like, 6 months. Arby's so, we had, like... It was a summer. We were so busy.
Right. And so, yeah, we were, like, just, like... Kind of partying a lot too. We drink a lot, staying up really,
basically late. Wednesday through.
So anyway, we
tell me about the road trip.
No, we need to. I'm getting there. I'm like adding up to.
It's important.
The feeling in the car this entire.
Yeah, your hood
make sure
rats.
You don't forget anything.
Your hood rats.
Start with we had a party one night, and then we went to the lake and got really fucked up, and then all my dad called me at like 7:30 and was like blah blah blah.
You have to wake up at like 4 a.m. to go to Baltimore. So we wake up, we're still like all like super, super drunk.
We slept in a fucking camper, have you know?
Yeah.
We were on the boat all day, drunk. We slept in a camper, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Stayed up super late too, probably to like 2 a.m.
Yeah, we were like, so
oh my God. We were sleeping. That's crazy.
Doing the most.
Yeah, okay. Like, what is that one hot summer?
It was probably like 2:30 or something.
Whatever.
So anyway. We go to Baltimore and it's super fun, but like the whole car ride, we're just like we went with her dad and we're just like talking and just acting as if like her dad just wasn't there, just talking about anything and everything we want to do and it, like.
But was he in the car?
Yeah,
he was driving. So it was we had been.
So we were just like talking about just so many fun things and just about just I don't know, really, really like girl gossipy kind of things.
Things that you don't say in front of your dad.
Sure, exactly.
Or your mom. You. Or your grandma. Or probably anybody.
Do you just say it alone with your friends?
Like, you maybe say it to your friends, but no. We were, like, so hungover, and then every story we told had to do with us being drunk, and then at one point...
I know, that was
one sentence for 6 hours straight, and he goes... Every story you girls starts out with, I was so shit-faced. I was so wasted. I'm so hungover. One time I was drunk.
That's a good impression of you.
It was funny. Yeah. It was a really funny. And then we get to the hotel, and he's like, you guys want to go explore?
We're too hungover.
It was like all our first times to Baltimore, and he's like, why don't you guys go explore? Like, go to a baseball game.
We're
like,
too hungover.
I didn't mean to completely take over your story, but it's just
you
so
loved
funny.
It too, though. It was so funny.
I was in the front seat, so can you?
I was comfy in the back. Oh, and the last thing I wanted to say about road trips too is just I don't know if it's just a cool thing about me or what, but I'm just kidding. But I can sleep anywhere, so road trips are super easy.
My
for
kind
me.
Of gal.
Yeah.
Mine too.
You're gonna want to switch spots after episode 2. You're gonna want to switch spots. I admire that though. Like, I can't sleep anywhere. Like, the ability to do that takes a lot of.
It's kind of annoying, to be honest.
Because you're driving.
No, because usually I'm the one that she's sleeping on.
Sabrina, wake up. We're at Arby's.
And I can't fall asleep.
I will wake up.
Anyway,
that's funny.
Ugh, we have so many fun.
Matt? Road trip story?
Most memorable one. You know Adam Zink, the redhead, and I apologize, you don't know him, but you do, the guy that stayed here that one night and caught the bat for us.
I mean, we know him for other reasons, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to act.
Like, what?
Oh, wait, you had a bat in your house?
So, oh, that's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
We call it bat shit. Crazy. me, myself, Adam, and Lucas Kranz go to the beach, and on the way there, we pick up Brian Maloney on the Air Force Base. Whatever.
So
easy
crazy.
Transaction. Pick him up. Head out. The car I was driving at the time, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. I'm just listening.
The car we were in, my old car, the Blue Nightmare, had tires that were balder than me. Like
balder than mine.
Balder than me. My head. Very, very, like, not you. Not good tires. Yeah, but whatever. I didn't have time to fucking do it. So, on the way home, we're all wicked hungover, and I drive to, like, to the Air Force base, get us back there to drop Brian off. Lucas is literally in the fetal position in the back seat the entire ride home because he's got, like, the anxiety hangover. Aww. Literally just sitting there, like, pouting.
I feel it.
Have I lost your attention?
No, these aren't working for some reason. I don't know why.
So, of course not. It starts pouring, and we're like, Adam, can you please drive at the Air Force Base? He goes on some back road out of the Air Force Base and goes, this is going to be crazy. Like, why, Adam? Why is it going to be crazy? Like, just follow the signs and get us out of here.
Right, but that's not what he wanted to do.
Right, but, like, why is it going to be... Like, don't... Like, calm me down. Sure. Like, you have Lucas back there almost in tears.
Lucas needed a Xanax.
Yes.
Not kidding, but kind
of. Yeah, so then we're almost home, and it's pouring just like it was during one of... Oh, Joe, your story was pouring so hard, and it's, like, so hard that you can't see...
It's like raining that hard. Snow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
don't worry about it.
You have your emergency lights on.
But it's raining so hard that you can't see. Tires are bald. Freak out. Hydroplane. So, Lucas is so annoyed. He just wants to get home. And I'm like, Adam, how bad do you want sushi right now? So, we stop at that place in Williamsport, Hana.
Yeah.
Lucas sits there the exact way he was sitting in the back seat, just like this the entire time. He's like, I just want
to
go home.
Good for him. Shout out to Lucas because he was a good sport. If that were you, you'd be climbing out of the car on the highway. Oh my god. Because you would be so pissed.
Anyway, me and Adam got sushi. Did our thing. And we're like, Lucas, dude, we know you don't want to be here. He's like,
so he didn't have any?
Huh?
He didn't have any sushi?
No sushi. Wow. He didn't want to be there in the first place. He was just...
Right, but that's just like living to the extreme.
That's me.
Like,
that's usually me when I'm with
you. You can't be that stubborn. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. What do you mean? You should be considerate of your friend's feelings. Like, he wants to go home. But
we were on the... In our defense, we were on the way.
Right, yeah.
We have the opportunity to go to unlimited sushi. I think we should explore the option.
Yeah, I would say I've hated to be Lucas in that situation.
Yeah. I would hate to be Lucas. No offense, dude. Anytime.
Oh, my gosh. I would like to be us, too.
I texted him earlier, but...
Aww.
He got over it. He's fine.
Yeah.
We made it home.
Good. And you guys are still talking. I mean, you were his best man at his wedding.
Yeah. Then he moved away. Correlation?
I mean...
I think so.
Yeah, he was really fucking mad. He was pissed.
Oh, gosh. So that's about grudges. That is... Rain is serious.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
No, and you know what's... Never mind. We'll talk about offline water.
Okay.
All great stories, good road trip stories, absolutely.
So the last one we did, let's go to break, but you want to get that thing out and read it again? Because the last one we did, I deleted it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to break. This episode is brought to you
this
by...
This segment of A Cup of Joe is brought to you by KWJ Truckin'. Keep on truckin', America.
Or fucking. They rhyme. I did that last time. I thought it was a good one.
Welcome back to A Cup of Joe. Again, we have the one and only Matt Lewis. We have Alexis and Sabrina, who will be starting their own podcast very soon. Fat Chat. It's going to be a great time. You should check it out when they get it up and going. Speaking of, we were talking in the last segment about road trips. Usually this time of the year, I go down to Tennessee, which is about an 11-hour drive. To pick up fireworks for the 4th of July. This year, because of everything going on with the COVID and whatnot, I'm not going to Tennessee to get the fireworks. I'm just going to get them all up in the local area. But we have a big fireworks show every 4th of July. This year, it is the 10th annual Memorial Fireworks Show. About 10 years ago, had a friend of mine that passed away, and we created originally it was a scholarship, but now it's more of a foundation where we raise money for the foundation, and we give it away to youth baseball, softball teams, any charity that needs some kind of funding, and this year, Saturday, July 4th, There, it starts at 6 o'clock, fireworks at 10.
Such a good cause.
It's a great cause, great time. Yeah. There's plenty of...
great time.
Usually we have food and whatnot this year because of the restrictions, CDC restrictions. We are not having food, but we have plenty of beverages, adult and kid-friendly soda, bottled water, and adult beverages as well.
And it's
open, but just... Yeah, it's open bar. Fucking donate.
Everything is donations. We're going to have a cornhole tournament, and then, fireworks at 10 o'clock, bonfire. It's just a great time for a great cause.
Do we have something special in store fireworks-wise because it's the 10th anniversary?
Yeah, great question. Matt.
I've got a few things cooking.
Tricks up your cooking?
Cooking. Oh, got a few things cooking, a few tricks up my sleeve that hopefully going to put on...
Wow, the crowd.
Hell of a show. That's a little different than in past years.
Good. So, yeah. I'm excited.
I know. I'm so excited. I've been for the past 2 years, and it's honestly the most amazing thing that I've, like, ever experienced.
It is a great show.
Because it is, like you said, for such a good cause, reason, and you can feel it.
Absolutely.
Like, you feel it in the fireworks. You just feel it in the atmosphere. Yeah.
Then you feel it the next day.
And I did forget this part. We have a full live band. They are called the No Limits Band. They are starting at 8 o'clock. They're playing from 8 to 1 a.m. It's going
to... 8 to 1 a.m.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's gonna be a great time.
Can you bring your own food?
Yes, you can bring anything you want. If you want, if you want to bring a grill, and cook your own food, you are more than welcome.
Or the bonfire is going to be available for food.
Absolutely.
Cooking. So bring your hot dog on a stick. Bring your marshmallows. Absolutely. I'll bring some extra.
I just had a great idea for the fireworks show.
And this is all in Knoxville, Pennsylvania.
Right on 49.
Right on Route 49, Knoxville, PA. You won't be able to miss it.
What's your idea?
Bring your donating pants.
So, I think you should have the band play, like, God Bless America, and then have the fireworks show go, like, during that song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that be so good, you guys?
Maybe we should definitely start before by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to. Yeah. Like, maybe before the show starts, you say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Maybe before you enter the party, like, your way in. It
is the 4th of July. Okay.
Before you come in.
Should we sell tie-dye shirts for donations? I'll make them.
She'll make them, and she'll pocket the goddamn money.
Oh, my God. I'm just thinking, this is, like, sticky I just fingers. Love having just fun saying. For a good reason.
Like, how about you make me one before we go? And I'll give you some.
Yeah, I'm saying pay $10 and then before.
Can I segue?
Yes.
So what?
Let's talk later.
Yes.
We have a business.
Tell your
deal.
Friends to get with my friends.
So yeah, we can be friends and then
we can do this every weekend.
Have your mom call.
But, so, like Sabrina said, the first time was last year, right?
Yes.
That you came. Time was last year. I've only been there the last couple of years. Like, not a thing I ever did until we became friends, which was. Yeah. I mean, in my top 5 mistakes, it's up there. Not going to the fireworks, becoming friends with you.
Right.
And then dating me.
Just, no.
Wow.
You're like 15.
Out of how many?
Mistakes?
A lifetime.
It's fine.
This is Michael die for. I fucking get through that list. But you've only been there the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
So we all have some sort of funny firework story, I feel like, to share. Let's keep it as PG as possible.
I don't know about that.
So I have, I love that idea.
Okay.
But can, if you don't feel like answering your dirtiest firework story.
It's not dirty, it's whatever. Funniest.
It's funniest, not happiest.
It's telling.
Yeah. Or if you don't want to choose that, could we do, like, what does the 4th of July mean to you?
No!
That'll get listeners.
We're just opening it up. So if you don't feel comfortable.
It doesn't have to be dirty, it's just your.
I know, your that's best. What I said. Yeah. Your favorite memory. God, you guys don't think so dirty all the time.
God.
Okay.
Left with the dealer.
Kick it off, Lexus.
Why do I always have to go first?
I don't want to. It was my idea. That way, they'll give everyone time to think. Because I kind of sprung it on everybody.
Yeah, I was thinking about what means the most to me about Fourth of July.
So there's a lot of funny stories. The one that comes to mind, it was the one of the. I think it was like the second year I was there. And there's like this big bonfire towards the end of the night. It's going all night, but towards the end of the night, people kind of do their own things. And I'm standing next to Joe, a cup with Joe, the host of the show.
This guy over here.
Next to his family, like his mom, his Aunt Mary, the whole gang.
Sitting around the fire.
Whole gang of Lees. Joe is so wadded, he takes a tumble into the fire. And you can...
How long does he lay there?
He lays there for... No, listen. You can rebut this as much as you want.
I'm not. I'm listening to your story.
Yes. This actually happened. I'm not exaggerating, which I know is uncommon. That's some follow-up
questions you had.
Falls into the fire, innocently, and then, like, rolls towards me. Not towards me, but that's where I'm standing. And, like, everyone's panicking. And, okay, so I'm the only one, like, that thought quickly. Ripped him out of the fire. And his sister laid into him. It was like, Joe, get... Like, I don't even know what she said to you, because I panicked.
Call.
Yeah. And then his... What, no. Every time this gets brought up, he goes, happens all the time.
It does.
He looked like a burn victim. It wasn't funny at the
had
time.
Had not one scratch on me. The clothes I had on, no burn marks or anything.
Right. I understand, but that's not, like, something that people just do.
So it's my fondest.
When you trip over something, and you trip... Which I did. I tripped over and I
you
fell.
Tripped.
Yes.
Not on purpose.
No, not on purpose.
Because I've seen you play with fire. So how long would you say that he was in the fire?
Not long.
A second.
No.
Like 10?
No, not that long either. It was probably...
Did he enjoy it? Did it look like?
No. I mean, like...
Oh, he was burnt. He
was
hot.
It was... I mean, I fell...
Okay.
Last thing I know, Matt's getting me out of it.
It was just a freak accident.
Yeah. But around Oakland, I was the hero that saved your life.
Wow.
He's always the hero. Don't even...
Okay, not around Oakland. Around the fire.
Okay, around the fire.
Yeah.
Aunt Mary still asked me to this day. You doing security at the 4th of July?
Absolutely, yeah.
I said, Aunt Mary, I don't know. Right. It'll be...
And then what happened the next year?
I was fine.
Then what did Aunt Mary say the next year?
What?
I'm just kidding.
There must have been something in me as a reason.
She made some off-putting threesome joke.
Yeah, which is just weird around the girlfriend.
Oh.
are you talking about me, Jonah, or I'm just kidding?
We are not.
Okay. Not again. Remember when we looked over and Lexi was bartending?
Wait, yeah, I was. I literally...
You're taking the tips.
Is what you were doing. But sometimes a girl just wants to like help out and be nice. It's not about the fucking money.
No, you want to control.
When I'm on the corner, it's different. I'm just kidding.
All
right. Whoa.
4th of July memory.
Oh, God.
Who's next? You or you?
Joe. Not me. Don't make those type of jokes.
What? I didn't say one word.
Reel it in. 4th of July story.
I take that back. That was so inappropriate.
Neat.
Can I go last?
Hmm?
Can I go last?
Sure.
Yeah. I have just so many good ones.
You've been there 2 years.
I'm talking about 4th of July in general. I love
it. It doesn't have to be at the...
It
can be any 4th of July. It doesn't have to be at the Memorial Fireworks.
But what if those
show?
Were the best memories that I ever had?
Well, I'm sure they were, yeah.
They were, honestly. Yeah.
Well, 4th of July to me is just a good fireworks show, right? Like, I feel like you gotta have a good fireworks show. And Joey Lee, you guys had a really good one. So that was honestly my top 4th of July.
Hold
sure.
on.
I was disappointed in last year's show.
Hold on.
No. The tree and that's it. Everything's perfect.
So the premise was for this part of the episode, based on what you said, is our funniest or most like crazy 4th of July. Yes. So 4th of July story overall. It doesn't have to be his fireworks, but you can't just say what makes a good 4th of July.
Yeah.
No shit fireworks.
Okay, but in her defense, hear me out. In her defense, remember I said, or what does the 4th of July mean to you? Fireworks. That's her answer.
Alright, you guys are not being that? Back. I remember it. Yes.
So she chose to answer that question.
Okay.
Now the next I love it.
Her craziest road trip was going to Arby's also. She's a blast. And that's it.
What does the 4th of July mean to you? Fireworks. I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry.
So my favorite 4th of July memory is it actually was when my friend was still alive. Because that's how the fireworks kind of got started. I would go to Tennessee and get a bunch of fireworks, and him and I would have some friends over. 4th of July, we would set fireworks off. And it kind of got a little bigger each year. It was the year before he passed away. We were setting off the fireworks, and we were getting to do the finale of it. And we had 5 platforms, and we were each setting off our own firework cake. Well, he could not get his cake to light, his lighter to light his cake.
Right.
So it was everybody else. We had 10 cakes all around us of fireworks, and they're about ready to go off. And he leaves, says, screw it, you know, I'm not going to risk it. He's being smart.
Yeah. You know?
And me, I dive back into to try to get his cake, his firework lit. And there's fireworks just going. I dove into these fireworks just to get that one cake of firework lit.
So the writing was on the wall for a long time.
Yes, exactly.
You had to do that.
So I finally, I did. I got it lit.
Thank God.
Thank God. So the finale gets over with, and there's Matt shaking his head at me. Joe, thought you were a goner.
Yeah.
That's
a good memory,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That is such a good memory.
Yeah.
And of course, you had to go back into the fire.
Yeah, you not in the fire, but just,
no, I know, but
I mean,
you're like, oh,
yeah, you have one cake left. It's got to be lit, yeah,
right. And that's like so meaningful. I feel like such a good memory.
Yeah,
but you also love fire and fireworks. Like out of everybody, you would be the one to jump into the fireworks that were going off,
yeah,
to light the cake.
Yeah.
You know, that's cute. I love it.
Also, show must go on. Yeah.
It's also a good Matt story too.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Not me. Like,
yeah,
the Matt that for the best
sitting there or standing there shaking his head.
Yeah,
I can see him.
Thought you were a goner.
Like, thank you, but what the fuck? But like,
yeah.
Oh.
Do you have one? What does it mean to you?
don't ask that question. They don't like that.
So
here.
Yeah, that's actually what I was gonna kind of get at. So I can't pick one because every single 4th of July that I can ever remember, which I don't have the best memory, but like I can't remember. I just love 4th of July. Like I love to celebrate America, even though it's not, you know, free for everybody. But the thought of it, like just America in general. I just love it. I love everything about the 4th of July. It's, like, so patriotic. I just love it, okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I have every single 4th of July that I can
remember.
Thank you.
I just love. Like, I just love the 4th of July. And I love the fireworks. So, with that being said, let's...
God bless. no, you're done.
So no, with that being said, I've seen a lot of good fireworks, just saying. And because I love the 4th of July, you know. But the Matt Wood fireworks at Joey Lee's farmland are the best freaking fireworks I've ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding you.
I agree.
They're the best fireworks show I've ever seen. I tell everybody about it. I'm like, they last like 36 minutes, okay? I timed it. And the whole time it's a show, not just,
sure,
you know, towards the end. Like, you think it's a finale for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's the type of fireworks that I want to see. And that's how I want to celebrate the 4th of July.
I appreciate that.
Especially for what, you know, those fireworks represent more than just fucking fire in the sky.
Right.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I feel it.
Every year I try to outdo the previous year. And
we'll just cut that one.
Hopefully this year we can.
Don't invite my brother this year.
Why?
Because he lit off that one finale early 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
What a queen.
Yeah. So we won't have to do that this year, though, because we're actually doing it on the 4th. So we won't have to do the midnight fire. Well, we still might.
I mean, you could just light.
Yeah, we might not still be awake at midnight.
Sure, we will.
Oh, well.
It's July. Let's be real.
All right. Seems like everybody a good place to end.
Yeah.
We will have another episode tomorrow because Lexi and I are going to travel to Oakland because it's a traveling podcast. Lynn Lou's birthday.
For a good road trip story. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll have one when we get there. Yeah. Probably not. I'm just kidding. I hope so.
We're going to come to Oakland tomorrow. Lynn Lewis's birthday. Shout out
Lynn
Lewis.
Happy birthday, Lynn.
Birthday.
Hopefully she never listens to this.
Yes.
We should call her right now.
No.
She's probably sleeping.
No.
Don't call Lynn Lewis.
Yeah, but she's been taking care of this. She's been busy all day. Anyway, we'll be in Oakland tomorrow to do another episode of A Cup with Joe.
Thanks for listening. Thank you to our guests, Alexis and Sabrina.
Some of the wildest stories I've ever heard between these two.
Yes, absolutely. You will be able to check them out very soon on...
A Fat Chat.
Fat Chat. Why? I keep forgetting Fat...
And July 4th, what time does it start?
6 fire? O'clock, Saturday, 6 o'clock. July 4th, 6551, Route 49, Knoxville, PA, 6 p.m.
Bring your hot dogs and your marshmallows.
Bring your own lawn chairs.
And your cash.
And your cash to donate to a great cause.
Practice what you preach.
And a great person.
You bringing cash?
Absolutely.
I'm bringing cash.
Ta-ta. Thanks for joining us.